Let us pray. Almighty God, we are grateful for your love and grace that fills our lives, that draws us closer to you. And Lord, for the opportunity during this Advent season to worship you, to draw near to you. And God, we ask in Jesus' name that as we continue through this service, Lord, as we continue to worship you, that you would speak to our hearts. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be pleasing to you, my rock and my Savior. Amen. One of the things that we used to do is put a scripture in the bulletin so that you could reflect on some piece of scripture during the course of the week. This is the scripture that I want you to look at during the course of the next 4 weeks. It's John 1, the first five verses and the 14th verse. John 1, 1 through 5, and verse 14. Those are the verses that you should continually reflect on over the course of the Advent season. Now, as a young boy of four, a family dog, Jaxie was killed by a car, and this young boy told his family that he no longer wanted to be called his name Clive. He wanted to be called Jaxie. 4 years old. From then on out, they settled for Jack. Jack and his older brother, Warnie, often spent the summers at the home of their grandfather, who lived in an estate in the country, and this is over outside of London. And on rainy days, they would explore this grand old house. One of their favorite hideouts was an old wardrobe where the two boys would hide, and Jack would tell his brother Warnie fantastical stories that he had made up. When Jack grew up, Jack, whom we know today as C.S. Lewis, went on to become a professor at the English faculty at Oxford University. He was also part of an informal literary group called the Inklings. One of those members of this group was J.R.R. Tolkien, and through this friendship and some other books that C.S. Lewis had, this once unbeliever became a believer, not just in God, but in Jesus Christ as Savior. Lewis eventually became a great defender of the faith, what we would call an apologist, and Tolkien and Jack determined that there wasn't any good Christian literature or stories that were analogous of the good news of Jesus Christ, so they both determined that they were going to write novels. Tolkien wrote this small novel that has been made into a great grand production called The Lord of the Rings. Lewis wrote a book called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and over the next 6 or so years, would write 6 other books to form what is called today the Chronicles of Narnia. And the basic storyline of this book is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, is that 4 children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, were living in London during the bombings by Germany and are sent for their safety to go live out in the country for a time. They end up at this large home owned by a professor and run by Mrs. MacCready. Does that sound familiar to Jack's life? One afternoon, they decide to explore the home. And in the book, they find this room with a wardrobe in it. The wardrobe being the only furniture in the room, they all leave except for little Lucy, the youngest of the 4 children. Lucy decides to see if the wardrobe is first unlocked. And in her surprise, she opens the door and sees fur coats. Loving the smell and the touch of fur coats, she walks in to enjoy the experience. But as she continues to walk in, she begins to think how huge this wardrobe is and is eventually feeling the prickly sensation of pine needles. What is going on? As she continues, she sees light in a distance and feels the snow falling upon her. And she continues until she comes to to the light of a lamppost. A light in the middle of nowhere. A light with no apparent source of fuel, but it continues to burn. A light which brings light to the darkness. Now I must confess, my mom read the series to us as kids when we were still young. We watched an older version. Oh, and when my kids were still young, we watched an older version of the movie, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And as we look at the wardrobe the children found in one of the rooms, there wasn't anything exceptional about it to the older three children. But to Lucy, it was a door she opened. And then it was a door that she walked through. In asking you this morning about the doors you walked through, I wonder if anyone gave any mention or any possible door that wasn't exactly a physical door. Although I'm sure many of you mentioned physical doors. But for instance, there are doors, so to speak, like the door to education. Whether that education was informal, learning from others or reading books on your own, or more formal education, beginning maybe with Head Start or nursery school, and then a more formal education through high school. Some continuing to further their education through school or through work programs. That's a proverbial door that we walk through, education. And regardless of the education, you have walked through a number of doors in your life. But how about spiritual doors? What are the spiritual doors that you have walked through in your life? Someone might have mentioned church this morning as a door, but even then, this is not the type of door I'm referring to. I'm speaking more along the lines of a spiritual journey, a door that opens a spiritual journey, a door you open up and walk through that causes you to take a closer step of faith in Jesus, or a closer step of faith in God. For me, like some, the initial door was based on my parents' faith, which caused me to go to church on a regular basis, Sunday school, where I learned about God, who God is, and many of the basic stories in the Bible. And for some of us, we walk through that door holding our parents' hand, while for others, that door was never opened to them at a young age. And then we come to our adult years where we become more responsible for the spiritual doors that we open or find possible to enter, or that we choose not to open. And through most of my college, in my first 6 months of real work, I kept that door mostly closed, and then I began to open that door to God, because I found myself searching for the purpose, the meaning of life. And through this door, I began to explore the purposes of life. And I came to realize that the only real answer I could find came from the Bible, which is really another door that many of us need to open. And when I opened this new door, I learned that God created me to live my life so that I could be in relationship with God. And as I observed those who truly practiced or lived out their faith in Jesus on a daily basis, those who had opened wide this door and embraced the life of seeking after God of the Bible, it showed me that they had peace. They had blessings and joy that I could have if I would just put my whole self through that door. The door I then walked through was the front door of obedience to God, to order my life to be one that just didn't come to church on Sunday mornings, but to gather with Christians on as many Sunday mornings as I could, so that I could really worship God with my whole being. Not just my physical being, but my heart, my mind, my soul would be in worship of God. To joyfully give to God my time and my money, to have conversations with God and to pray for people in the church that He gave me to be a part of. to share with others what God is doing in my life so that they too might walk a step further into the door that they needed to walk through on their spiritual journey. But I'm not just sharing my story. I'm sharing parts of your story too. Those moments when you opened the door to God more fully in your life, to Jesus, to the Bible, to the fellowship of believers, to the worship of God on a regular basis, those doors that you walked through. And especially during this time in life where people become more generous with their time, their prayers, their money, their witness, and your presence with others. For some reason, during Advent, we become more willing to walk through that door for a time. And then the new year comes and we kind of step back outside of that door. And I'm saying, don't. Walk through that door again and close it behind you and lock the key or lock the door handle so you can't run out. You see, you're the hero of your story. Because you have opened some of these doors in your life. Listen, there's a point to opening spiritual doors in your life and helping others in their lives to open these spiritual doors too. You see, in this morning's scriptures taken from the first chapter of John, John writes about the Word. The Word. And for John, the Word is Jesus. And John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made." So John equates Jesus of being God, of being the creator of all things made. And then he goes on to write about the Word, about Jesus, these words. Read them with me. "In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." You see, the darkness will never overcome the light. Can I get an amen? The victory belongs to the light and all who live in the light. There is no doubt in John's mind, and there is no doubt in my mind. It's not just living in the light. It's understanding who the light is and that in that light there is true life. True life. A life of being truly forgiven and loved for who you are. Not what you do, not how much you have, the toys that you have, the size of the house, the fanciness of the car, or the clothes you wear. But it's just who you are. A life where there is joy and peace. Hey, I know that many of you have concerns about life today. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's physical, emotional, or even relational. There are tensions in your life. Yet as you open more doors in Christ, maybe even some of the other doors that are not leading to the light, closing those doors, I believe God will give you more wisdom in this life, more clarity and peace of mind, even amidst the storms that we run through. And you all know how Christmas, how this season can begin to create more tension in our life with our friends, our relatives, expectations. But as you enter through the doors toward God, like Lucy, who opened the door of the wardrobe into the adventurous world of Narnia, today opens a season of Advent, a time where we await the most important coming of a person, the Word of God, the light of the world, the one in whom we find true life. In the book, as Lucy entered the wardrobe door, past the fur coats and past the pine needles, with the snow crunching under her feet, C.S. Lewis writes this. Read it with me. Lucy felt a little frightened, but she was I remember intentionally walking through a spiritual door, probably the biggest spiritual door I walked through, as today's scripture states, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God, children not born of a natural descent or of a human's decision or a husband's will, but born of God. It was that spiritual door that I opened up and I said, okay, God, you can have all of me. Not just my Sunday mornings, not just Wednesday night or Sunday night service, but every moment of my life is yours. Frankly, there have been times when I've tried that door to get out. Right? It's a little frightening, don't you think? To commit everything you have to the one who created you, to the one who loves you even unto death itself. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, they became the children of God. I'm a child of God's. And if you've walked through that spiritual door, you are a child of God's too. You see, I knew my life was changing from the chasing after the things of the world to the chasing after God. I was a little frightened at what God might want me to do, as well as what God might want me to give up, what doors he might want me to close. But I was very inquisitive and excited as well. What are maybe some spiritual doors that you need to revisit? What are some other doors in your life that maybe you need to pull closed? I don't know what they are. You do. I know God's speaking to you. Think about Mary and Joseph and God letting them know that they would become the mother and father of the Savior of the world. Pretty frightening, don't you think? But on the other hand, quite exciting as well. As we walk through the door, the wardrobe door this morning, we walk into Advent. Look for the doors that God might want you to open over the next 4 weeks. What are those doors? The opportunities to be light to others who live in the darkness, maybe by loving them or listening to them or by caring for them. The opportunities to serve those who are less fortunate than we are by filling that box out there with toys for the homeless people at CAS. The opportunities to invite others to join you in worship as they too seek to know this God of Advent, or to invite them to one of our Christmas Eve services. And as always, be willing to share the hope. That's another door, right? To stand out at 6 o'clock in the morning on a cold morning and to share your faith in Christ, or to share your love of the worship services that you attend. You do love these worship services, right? Can I have an amen? But to look for the moments where God speaks to you and then to share it with others. If that is the one goal that you have this morning, is to open that door to share what God is doing in your life with someone else. Start with a stranger. Gosh, they'll never see you again. You're always safe with a stranger. But share it with people you know too, because it's these people who need Christ just as much as you do. And maybe there's a door they've got a little bit open but are afraid to walk through. And maybe you can get behind them and just really give them a nice little nudge. And then step through the door too with them. Let us fear not the darkness, for we are children of the King, of the light where true life is found. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You hold the secret. You hold the key to the door that unlocks the love of God for other people around you. Go and open the door and then bring somebody with you. Amen? Let us pray. God, we are grateful that You have brought us to this place where we worship You and call on Your name, where we lift up the needs of others, where we reaffirm our faith each and every week. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that You would cause us to experience great joy in opening the doors that You have for us to open. And Lord, that in opening those doors, Lord, that You would give us courage to not be afraid, to trust You to give us the words that we need for the people we are with at that moment. We ask in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen.